The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Alan Deal, President of Humanists of Linn County, Cedar Rapids, and Vice President of the Interreligious Council of Linn County. He's a guest of the Senator from Linn, Senator Hoag. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by John Mice of Algona.
Good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity. It is certainly my privilege to stand before you today, a born and raised Iowan, a proud Cedar Rapidian, and one committed to the values of humanism. I am humbled when I think about the immense responsibility you have to collectively represent the desires of all Iowans. That is no easy task. It is obvious that you are impassioned individuals that care for the future of your families, your state, and your country. Each of you come from diverse backgrounds and experiences that have led you to where you are now, and no one can truly appreciate your views and opinions until they have lived your life. This is a good reminder for all of us. This empathetic view of humanity is the key to building a welcoming and thriving society that values diversity, inclusion, and the free exchange of ideas. Even in these divisive times, we must never abandon our common humanity. We must resist the urge to retreat into our group identities, to demonize the other, and forsake what is true and right. As Malcolm X once said, I'm for truth no matter who tells it. I'm for justice no matter who is for it or against it. I'm a human being first and foremost, and as such, I'm for whoever and whatever benefits humanity as a whole. No truer words have been spoken. We must embrace the better angels of our nature, to quote the late President Lincoln. He, more than anyone, surely knew what it meant to heal a divided nation. Diversity, inclusion, empathy, a pursuit of what is true, a commitment to reason and rationality, a desire for individual freedom while acknowledging the importance of the collective good. These are all tenets of humanism that since the Enlightenment have done more to make the world a better place than possibly any idea in human history. Of course, we are not without our challenges, but that is why you are here. You are here to work through the tough problems and to find solutions. Solutions that will move our state and country forward. It may seem daunting at times, but to quote the great physicist Stephen Hawking, we are very, very small, but we are all profoundly capable of very, very big things. In closing, as you go about your day, please stop to consider the other. Please be open to ideas contrary to your own. Never stop listening, and most importantly, never stop caring. Thank you very much.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has on March 14, 2019, passed the following bill on concurrence of the House was asked. Senate File 274, a bill for not granting speech and expression of public institutions, higher education, running for remedies, including effective date provisions. The House has on March 14, 2019, passed the following bills in which the concurrence of the Senate is asked. House File 288, a bill for not granting military and veterans benefits. House File 304, a bill for not granting reports of personal degradation by caregivers, dependent adults in facilities and programs regulated by Department of Inspections and Appeals. House File 325, a bill for not granting weapon requirements for non-military hunters. House File 502, a bill for not granting provision regarding the certification of real estate appraisal making penalties applicable. House File 650, a bill for not granting liability to private employers and contracts for responsible for negligent hiring employees at agents or independent contractors convicted of public offense. House File 692, a bill for not granting the trafficking and counting of mailed absentee ballots. We also have two gubernatorial appointees for introduction to the Senate.
Let's have order in the chamber, please.
The first is Philip Garner as the Executive Director of the Iowa Telecommunications Technology Commission. He is the guest of Senator Johnson and the Committee on Commerce, and he will be in the Senate lounge for half an hour after this. We also have Jeffrey Wright, the governor's appointee, as the state public defender. He is the guest committee on judiciary, and Senators Zahn, Hoag, and Garrett. He will be in the lounge for half an hour after this.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, this beautiful weather means that spring is upon us, and I want to first off thank all of our pages who are giving up your spring break to spend some time down here at the Senate with us. Joining us from all around the world are a number of other international students who are taking their opportunity to spend their spring break right here in Iowa. If I can draw your attention to the South Gallery, we have the following individuals from across the world who are learning more about Iowa. Habi Hakour from Morocco is hosted right here in Iowa's Harcourt. Fazee Mahajbin from Bangladesh is hosted also in Harcourt. Lashim Bahari from India is hosted in Lidderdale. Demi Bulut from Turkey is hosted in Jefferson. Zeynep Ozakan from Turkey is hosted in Fort Dodge. Ali Abdallah is from Tanzania and is hosted in Atlantic. Salah Mazulum is from Lebanon and is hosted here in Des Moines. Maria Hernawa is from Indonesia and is hosted in Ames. And we have also a number of our host families, the Christensen family, who also Dell serves as our Iowa Resource for International Services Executive Director, the Hassan family in Ames, the Fulutz family in Des Moines, the Orfield family in Jefferson, and the Rowland family in Des Moines. If you could all welcome them with a round of applause to the Iowa Senate. Thank you for joining us.
Is the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would I be in order for a brief introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. As you know, it's spring break. Senator Nunn noted it's also spring break on our university campuses, and I'm pleased today to introduce a really important student organization that's visiting this afternoon in the Northeast Balcony. And they're the Secular Students at the University of Iowa student organization whose mission is to advocate for secular values and foster a positive secular community. We're happy to have them here. Please join me in welcoming these students to the Iowa Senate.
Does the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for announcement, Mr. President?
You're in order, Senator.
For those of you that missed last week's date, I just wanted to make sure that everyone puts April 1st on your calendar. That's going to be the Bipartisanship Freshman Senate Dinner. So add it to your calendar, and details will be announced here as the days approach. Thank you.
Seeing no one else seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats full caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus at 2:30 in room 22. We'll caucus at 2:30 in room 22. Now I'd move the Senate recess until 3 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until 3 o'clock.
Democratic Caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic Caucus immediately in room 24.